USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Sunday signed off on the stimulus package, which includes $600 checks for many Americans. The House plans to vote on a measure to increase the stimulus checks to $2,000 later today. Human remains found at the site of the Christmas RV bombing in Nashville, Tennessee, belong to Anthony Warner, officials announced Sunday. Anthony Warner is the bomber, said U.S. Attorney Don Cochran during a press briefing. He was present when the bomb went off and perished in the bombing. Forensic DNA testing from a body at the scene matched that of Anthony's relatives. An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President Trump has scheduled a rally in Georgia, pushing Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue across the victory line. I will be going to Georgia on Monday night, January 4th, to have a big and wonderful rally, Trump wrote on Twitter. A Long Island, New York man was arrested after cops allegedly found a burning human body in his backyard. 20-year-old Peter Pazinski is accused of killing a man and then setting his corpse on fire behind his home in the hamlet of Shirley. A neighbor called 911 to report the blaze around 2:30 in the morning on Saturday. A medical examiner will conduct an autopsy to identify the victim and determine the cause of death. A woman in California was in serious condition after her vehicle plunged off a cliff onto a beach Christmas morning. The unidentified woman's car careened over a bluff in San Francisco's Fort Funston area, the fire department said. The tide was out, allowing first responders to reach the woman and place her on a stretcher. It was not immediately clear what caused the woman's car to veer off the road down the 200-foot cliff. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Government officials continue to warn Americans about the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
December has been the nation's deadliest month of the pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union the trend is quite troubling.
The reason I'm concerned, and my colleagues in public health are concerned also, is that we very well might see a post-seasonal, in the sense of Christmas, New Year's surge. And as I've described it, as a surge upon a surge.
Dr. Fauci says he shares the concern of President-elect Joe Biden that the pandemic might actually get worse in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The COVID-19 vaccine developed by the British drug company AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford has achieved a winning formula for efficacy, the company's chief executive, Pascal Soyo, said on Sunday. The vaccine, currently being evaluated by Britain's independent medicines regulator, provides 100% protection against severe COVID disease requiring hospitalization. Approval is expected to be granted to roll out the shot on January 4th, the Sunday Telegraph newspaper reported. According to the Sunday Times, video game developer Richard Garriott, while traveling to the International Space Station in 2008, brought with him ashes belonging to actor James Doohan, a.k.a. Scotty of the USS Enterprise.
Change the laws of physics. I've got to have 30 minutes.
The ashes are under the floor of the station's Columbus module. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.